Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I'm sorry about that interruption, but thank you for listening. As I said, I was doing this series podcast on my albums. Legacy Songs is my 7th album. So that was the recent one in July. Now, I just did one on the Dove Knight Matter Part 2 of Legacy Songs. Legacy Songs is not the end. The title just means what I did previously or concurrently. It just means that this is my 7th album and a concurrent of work that I released, or some of the work that I released. Now, the Dove Knight Matter Part 2 has like 5 pop, 5 rock. With Legacy Songs, it's more like, just a mixture. The difference between Dove Knight Matter Part 2 and Legacy Songs is that 2 of them I did on my own, and I did not go into a recording studio. I just did, I improvised. You know, I still have a great voice, but sometimes, improvising, I'm not, I sing it in my own unique way, which is great. I just get on a piano and I just go ahead and sing without any preparation. And that's what I did with the first song on the album. It is called I Do Love You. And it is so great. I'll tell you what the song is about after I play it.
I really want to be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really want to hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? 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 I really want to love you. That's why I want to marry you. You are the one for me.
If you want to listen to the rest of it, you can go on iHeart, and it's there for you to enjoy. I Do Love You is just about falling in love with your soulmate and being with them forever, Or it could be unconditional love to whoever a person feels close to, family member or somebody. For eternity, I put the words eternity and so on. It's like it's like a love song that's so spiritual, romantic, but it could be it transcends time, No matter what happens in the future, no matter where everything is, we always will. It's like falling in love or being close to somebody for the rest of all time.
And it's so special to me because writing about something like that, it just it hits me to my heart because when I wrote it, thinking about not just people who I feel close to, because there are some people, you know, really close friends and people that I feel will feel close to for the rest of my life or for the rest forever. I'm pretty sure I will. And then it's like my father who passed a long time ago. I will always conditionally love him forever, even though what happened while he was alive, you know, love transcends, you know, everything. So no matter if we're alive or dead, or but when we're alive, we're in love. But when we're in dead, we're in love. We're in love forever. And that's really the thing is, carry on the love. It never ends. Well, anyway, the next song that is on the Legacy Songs is, you know, I really need part of my, you know, my legacy of just the song. I just enjoy it. You know, I love making songs pop and dance, and I really, you know, some people love already, and I want to say thank you. It's just such a joy. It's just about falling in love. I like to write love songs. I do, in a dance form or a ballad form. It really, I mean, it's something that I feel connected to the subject because of my life, of being deprived of it, to actually get a sense of what it is through the feeling of deep inside, to find self-love inside myself, to write it. Because love is so essential to survival, romantic love and so on. So a lot of my songs deal with the issue of love, because that is the most powerful instrument on this planet. Nothing else compares to love. Love is like respect. It doesn't hurt. Love doesn't hate. It's not painful. It's accepting. It's feeling good. It transcends all boundaries, all races, creeds, colors, all identities, all religions, all sexual orientations, all countries. Love doesn't hurt. It accepts. It's part of the spiritual, which I believe. It's part of my higher power, the highest form connected, love. And that's true why I wrote I Do Love You. Because that song is like a romantic song about being in love for eternity. Loving someone, whether it's family or whether it's romantically, or married partner, forever. So that's what I was, you know, thinking about with Legacy Songs. It was such a joy to make that song. And then there's the next one. Just like, you know, I really, you know, I talked about it really so many times. It's such a joy to make. Here's another great song I made.
You to think I'm cool, but I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know how to approach you and start the conversation.
You know, that song is about meeting the right person, you know. And when I wrote it with another person, it was great. One thing that I, on my journey of being an artist, because I grow all the time, is that the unexpected part of being an artist, because I was just like, I start my roots were rock and roll. I just wanted to sing and be on stage with a microphone, and that's it. And then I realized what's just as important, or probably more so, is the songwriting. Whether you write the lyrics or whether you write the music, it's where everything starts, how everything, you know, what the singer sings or what is on the radio. And the unexpected part of growth when I was so young was becoming a songwriter. And, you know, being in the music business, being in the business side was unexpected. Because when I started off, I was just like, okay, I want to just create, make a song, you know, sing, you know. Then I realized what the words that I was writing or helped writing or the music I was helped writing or being involved in was so important. It's nothing like songwriting as well as creating. Because the words or the music is where the musicians or the artists or the singer sings or plays. They play or they sing that melody or those words or both. So whoever's a songwriter, you're so lucky because you're creating like magic. You start off with the form of magic and making a song. But I want to iterate for me with Legacy Songs. I was just one of the songwriters. But being a songwriter as well as a singer performer is great. The next one on the pilgrimage, as I call it, is it was something different, you know. You know, it came out, you know, I played it and I wrote it on a keyboard, but the sound, the volume went up and it came out so unique. But it's a simple song. It's called Love is Spiritual. And I wrote it on a keyboard. It was so great. Yeah, Love is Spiritual is so great, you know. It is, you know, it's just love. It's truly spiritual. Love is forgiveness. Love doesn't end in time. Love is everlasting. You know, love is what it is. And the most highest form of love is self-love, which I realize. So self-love is so important. So love is essential to survival. Now, the next song on the pilgrimage of talking about my seventh album, which I find so fascinating because I never expected to make seven albums, you know, not to mention after a while of struggling, you know, I never expected to get to even release a record after a while because I struggled for years. And to have at least my songs released, you know, to be released to the world, that is a nice gesture. So I'm glad I at least reached that. I don't know what's going to happen after this, but I do know that being a creator was such a blessing in the sense of making music and to be a part of something that is now a part of the world, no matter what happens. In that sense, it's a great deed. You remember that about Forever? I talked about that with the last show with the Death Might Matter Part 2. Now, Forever Unto Time is about love. It's about finding the right person. Being alone for a long time and then finding the right person. I want to say this, I did talk about before about my song going on a compilation with Forever and it getting to a radio station, the radio station in LA area, even though, it was turned down, it still was a nice gesture for at least them inquiring about it. I consider it a great deed. So it was a positivity in that way. So to even get to that part, because, to even get it on a compilation was so hard. And for a radio station to even like my song Forever, I felt so blessed in a way that at least liked it, even though they turned me down. And in spite of it all, making music was great. I did, all I could at that time. And at least given that chance was a blessing because it's so hard, to get to the next level for me, when I came to LA to be in the music industry, to get to the next level, but to even be considered to be on a radio station, I want to at least thank them for at least liking Forever. Well, anyway, the next song on the pilgrimage is a song that was connected to me in more ways than one, good or bad. But this is what people picture me. And it's great to be pretty much who I am or consider to march to the beat of my own drum, because artistic creations, being an artist, they have their own style. That's what makes the joy of being creative. But the problem is the creation, whether it's going to transform into the reality of living the dream and being who, the artist aspires to be. And that was my situation. It's like the reality and the fantasy had to be balanced to deform the creations of music that I made. But people, individually consider me so unique. So you know what unique is about. It's about the struggles of being judged. I was in Hollywood going, not getting to the next level at the time, but that was just part of the process of being an artist. People didn't, told you about the rejections, industry, but, I had to move on. There's always going to be somebody who liked my music because of my unique style. But it was okay. It was okay. It's great to be unique. If you have your own style, you're pretty much who you are. And if you love thyself, you're going to be fine. Outkast, it's kind of melancholy, probably the most melancholy song I made. Well, I told the story about when I made that song, I was homeless. Okay, so I lived in a cardboard box and all that stuff, but in spite of it all, I'm fine,
you know, things gotten better. I'm no longer on the street, so that's a good thing. living in LA, you know, I paid my dues in more ways than one. And Outcast was just how I was feeling when I was living on the streets or feeling alienated from society. But that was just a temporary thing because liking myself is so important. I had to be positive. And, you know, everybody writes something, you know, talk about how they were feeling, you know, and the thing is to transcend any negativity or whatever to be positive. You know, it's better to be positive. But to get to being positive, you have to go through all the feelings and the edges because that's part of life. You know, everything ain't always hunky-dory, but it can be if we work on ourselves. And continue working on ourselves because the sun got to come out all the time. But sometimes the dark clouds come, but I do know that they dissipate. They always dissipate. They don't last. I learned that when I was younger. The sunlight will always come out. That is I Want You. You listen to it. I sing it in my own unique, great style, my own unique style. And I love to make music, to create and find my own niche in what I do. So check it out on iHeartRadio. Check it out on Deezer. Just keep an open mind if you can, because if we keep an open mind, we might be surprised. And to find out that what we look for and what we uncover can make us very happy. And the last one is. That was I'm Over You. I'm Over You is about overcoming heartbreak, you know. That's something that I had to do, you know. Part of self-love is accepting rejections, you know, because there were just some people who just didn't want to be around me or like me. And they didn't like me, so I had to move on. You know, it was painful, but it's a process of growing. So Legacy Songs is my last album. It's my seventh. You can check out the others. I'm doing a series. I will talk about the other four or five albums at a later date because, you know, those songs are just so precious. And I'm going to talk about what state of mind I was in and what time, what was going on. And since the songs are redundant, meaning they're going to be probably the same song on that album, I won't, you know, explain pretty much about the album in its entirety. So I also want to say thank you very much for listening. And I hope you guys have a good day. I'm about to go to sleep because I have to get up in the morning, but still, I want to thank you very much for listening or whoever listening. Please keep an open mind. Hope you have a good night. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.